You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
One of the most spectacular and puzzling tombs from the Egyptian Old Kingdom belonged to Queen Hatshepsut. I'm Rachel Roden, and this is ARC 365, a podcast a day in 2017. This article was written by Emily Long of the Trial Tales and Women in Archaeology podcast. The great monuments throughout Egypt, reflecting the height of the Middle and Old Kingdoms, embody the wealth of the time period. Unfortunately, many of the burial chambers in these monuments have been looted for centuries, not leaving as much intact for archaeologists to discover. There are examples of relatively intact tombs, including that of Queen Hatshepsut. Who was she? Queen Hatshepsut was the wife of King Sneferu, who was the first king of the 4th dynasty. She was also the mother of Khufu, who built the largest royal tomb in Egypt, the Great Pyramid of Giza. In 1925, archaeologist George Reisner discovered a shaft that led to Queen Hatshepsut's tomb. He was excavating near the smaller pyramids that surround the Pyramid of Khufu, which were constructed for Khufu's royal women. Reisner's team came upon a vertical shaft that led to a burial chamber with an alabaster sarcophagus and a canopic box. The canopic box contained preserved internal organs, but as for the sarcophagus, it was empty. The mummy and any jewelry that would have been with the body were gone. Where was the queen? Due to all of the riches typically placed in a royal's tomb, it is likely that the queen's tomb was looted shortly after the burial, with the robbers only taking what they could carry, which would have been the items on the mummy. So why did Reisner think the tomb belonged to Queen Hatshepsut if there wasn't a mummy? The carrying chair has hieroglyphs listing the names and titles of Queen Hatshepsut. There are also hieroglyphs on a box with the titles of her husband, King Sneferu. There was a number of other beautiful objects in the tomb, cosmetic items, a jewelry case and jewelry, the frame for a canopy, a carrying chair, a bed, and two armchairs with gold casing. The most common theory is that this particular tomb was the second burial chamber of Queen Hatshepsut. She was probably buried near her husband, and once her son Khufu discovered that her tomb had been robbed, he created a second chamber for her. Although who knows if he was ever told that his mother's mummy was missing. The contents of the tomb are now on display in the Cairo Museum in Egypt, and there are replicas of the funerary furnishings at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, Massachusetts. Whether or not this tomb belonged to Queen Hatshepsut, the grave goods provide a window into the luxury and ways of life of 4th Dynasty Egyptian royalty. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.